Joining us now is NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hello, Madeline.
Juan, if we had not been focused on the Pope all week, it's likely that the big news would have been Tom DeLay and the House Majority Leader in trouble again for another all-expenses-paid trip, this time to Moscow. Another story out this week that he put his wife and daughter on his payroll. What's the reaction there in Washington?
Well, you have two lines of reaction, one predictably Republican, one predictably Democrat. The Republicans feel there's a concerted effort, the gossip being that they believe that George Soros, the multi-billionaire who has been supportive of so many Democratic causes, is one of the people who's in charge of a concerted effort to unseat a very effective and powerful Republican leader, the House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. The Democrats, for their part, feel that what you have here is DeLay finally getting his comeuppance, that he's a guy who's played very hard, and that finally the reporters, everyone is finally understanding exactly how close he comes to the line, if not crossing the line. As you know, he has been admonished in the language of the House Ethics Committee three times in recent years. And then on Wednesday, this is what you were referring to, the New York Times reported that his wife and daughter have been paid more than $500,000 since 2001 by DeLay's political action and campaign committees. And then separately, the same day, this Wednesday, The Washington Post reported that DeLay had a six-day trip to Moscow back in 1997 that was financed by a lobbying group here in Washington with connections to the Russian government. So the idea is that DeLay could have been indirectly benefiting from money coming from a foreign government, which is a pretty serious charge.
Another mishap, if you will, for Republicans. Yesterday, an aide to Republican Mel Martinez admitted he wrote that infamous memo regarding Terri Schiavo, the memo that said that intervening in her case would be a great political issue for the Republicans. What's the reaction there in Washington?
Well, you know, this is sort of an inside baseball story, but it's one that is really reverberating through town, Madeline. Because what you have is a situation where the Republicans, for the longest time, were disavowing the memo and even suggesting that the Democrats had written this memo, and all the Republican senators saying, we never saw such a memo, the leadership saying it was never circulated. So in the meanwhile, all of this kind of hysteria, including all the blogs, were going nuts, the right-wing blogs going nuts, saying that this was a Democratic setup. It was never true, and that it had unfairly influenced public opinion against the Republicans, that this was a matter of morality, not politics. But there's the memo saying it's a tremendous political advantage for Republicans to take advantage of the Terri Schiavo case. And so now, in a sense, people are having to come back to earth, and Republicans, I think, feel somewhat chastised, and the reporters and the Democrats are saying, ha-ha, I told you.
All right, next week, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee will vote on John Bolton's nomination to be ambassador to the United Nations. That's become controversial. Why?
Well, it's become controversial right from the start. I mean, you know, Bolton's an interesting character, someone who never really had much respect for international authority, and specifically no respect for the U.N., and he's a very strong person and a strong personality in this town. Secretary Rice fought the idea that he would be her number two over at State Department. He was also up for a job at the Defense Department. Doug Feith, the number three person there, is leaving, and Bolton didn't get that job. So it was seen that he was being given the UN job really as a failsafe. And yet, the Democrats and some Republicans are saying, well, maybe he's the wrong guy, given that the president is in a mode of trying to build alliances, trying to increase international cooperation, specifically with regard to Iraq. The fight is also about substance and has to do with the fact that he has pretty much said that he is not a man who believes in the United Nations. once was famously quoted as saying he thinks the UN would be quite good if the top 10 floors were cut off somehow, that building on the East River.
Mm. Juan Williams is a senior correspondent for NPR. He joins us every Friday to talk about politics. Thanks a lot, Juan.
My pleasure, Madeline.